They have found, over the weekend, a 2,000-year-old cat etching. A massive thing down in Peru on the side of a mountain. It is 40 yards wide, and it has a very, very pleasant-looking cat face on the front of it.
Almost cartoonish.
Why would you do this? Well, thank you very much, Granberry Writing Staff. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the subject of our Tuesday morning Top 10. It is the Top 10 Thoughts going through the mind of the architect who drew the gigantic cat on the side of a mountain in Peru in 200 BC. Top 10 things that were going through the mind. I don't know how we know this, but Top 10 Thoughts of the architect who etched that gigantic prehistoric cat on the side of a mountain in 200 BC.
Number 10!
Claim, aha! See, perfect. Now we can knock things off other mountains.
Number nine.
Not the first time I've seen a cat on the side of a mountain on social media. Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah. By the way, back-to-back cat-related top tens. 2020 breaking all the records.
Number eight.
Thing going through the mind of the architect who had them build that prehistoric cat in Peru on the side of the mountain. Etch me. Etch me like one of your 2,000-year-old Peruvian cats, Jack.
Number seven.
And no one shall find it for over 2,000 years. But how? It will hide under this cardboard box.
Number six.
That's big cat. Sure, it's over like 60 feet tall. 150 feet wide. It's a whole mountain. You forgot. Will it float?
Will it go?
See, you know what's going to happen. Will it float every Thursday morning straight up at 8?
Number five
thing going through that architect's mind.
Yeah, man. So, like, I was thinking, man, like on a mountain, man, like putting
a cat?
Cat, man. Yeah, man.
Stay strong, Jeff Bridges. The dude and the cat abides. Indeed.
Number four
thing that was going through his mind. No. I told you I wanted you to build a massive bee line from the top to the bottom of the mountain, not a feline.
Number 3.
I no doubt think this is the work of the ancient Incan god of graffiti, El Banksy. Is that too highbrow? Did we go too highbrow on that?
I get it. I know who Banksy is.
See, highbrow translated in the English dictionary that Cornell doesn't use means not funny. Okay, fire the guy that we hired from D Magazine last week.
What if it is a Banksy?
Number 2.
All right, number 2 thing that was going through that. Behold and worship me, yow. And then finally, the number 1 thought going through that guy's mind. The architect who drew the gigantic cat on the side of a mountain in 200 BC. Oh, I can only hope that making cat memes someday becomes easier for future generations.
There we go.
Go away. It's Tuesday morning Top 10.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5. Hank FM.